AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Harris County, Texas District Attorney Devin Anderson says a surveillance video from last Friday night at a suburban Houston gas station shows a man walking up behind Deputy Darren Goforth, putting a gun to his head and pulling the trigger.
The gun holds 14 in its magazine and one in the chamber. 15 shell casings, you can do the math. He unloaded the entire pistol into Deputy Goforth.
Anderson alleges that the shooter in the video is 30-year-old Shannon Miles, who was ordered held without bond by a county judge on a capital murder charge. She says investigators found a handgun matching the one used to kill Goforth when they searched Miles' home. They were led to the home after identifying a pickup truck used by the gunman to leave the station after the shooting. No deal between New England Patriots quarterback and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell over Brady's lawsuit challenging his four-game suspension connected with underinflated footballs used in last season's AFC title game.
Tom Brady left court the way he came in to fans yelling support, while Roger Goodell was jeered. Meanwhile, it was a quick hearing with Judge Richard Berman saying he knew both parties tried to reach a deal, but since they could not, he would rule within a day or two. Jay Feely with the NFL Players Association says they want Brady's four-game suspension nullified.
We understand Tom's position, and I think the process will work itself out.
Brady says he had no role in the deflating of footballs during the AFC Championship. The NFL says he did. Julie Walker, New York.
Closing arguments today in the murder trial of a white supremacist who admitted killing three people at two Jewish sites in the Kansas City area. Judge briefly halting proceedings when Frazier Glenn Miller made disparaging comments about the court system. Miller is acting as his own lawyer. After removing him from the courtroom, the judge let him back in following a recess. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is on his way to Alaska for a three-day visit. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the trip has drawn criticism from state politicians and environmentalists.
State Republicans call the tour a propaganda exercise to justify job-killing environmental rules like the power plant emissions limits the president unveiled earlier this month. But some environmental groups also are displeased, saying Obama's warnings about climate are hypocritical next to his administration's approval of new oil drilling in the very Arctic he's visiting.
Police in suburban Phoenix say a 22-year-old woman accused of drowning her 2-year-old twin sons over the weekend says she did it because nobody loved them or her. Maria Alejandra Lopez is also accused of trying to drown her 3-year-old stepbrother. Her bail has been set at $2 million. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 50. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.